up? This is Howard from Light the Torch, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold. I have to say something crazy, and it's not crazy. I'm going to go get something to drink.
Automatic defense procedures initiated.
What we've got here is...
Maximum voltage. Maximum power. Maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at...
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
It's unstable, but possibly worse.
He's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
What's going on out there, good people? I want to welcome you to another fine edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Hey, coming at you sort of live. I'm just driving through the great streets of Cleveland, and I just wanted to drop another, a load on you. Wow. Well, today I got a fun little episode here for you. I got Michael caught up with Wolf Hoffman of Accept, and I didn't want to hold on to this one any longer. Now, this is an M3 exclusive for you, so hey, I want to play this for you. It's a really good one. Thought you'd dig it. Yeah. Hey, and if you're gonna be over here in the middle of Ohio in the next few weeks for incarceration, look for me. Say hi. What's up? Especially if you're in a band or something that's going to be playing at incarceration, we'll be out there in the media area, in the media tent. Look for us. Seriously, just stop by, say hello. You want to get interviewed or something? Or, you know, shit, just say hi, shit. You know, we're cool, just like you. You know, we're like just like you. It's an episode, I think, 610 or something, some shit. I don't know. We're way up there. We're back at it again. I got some computer issues going on right now, especially with the phones. The phones are all goofy as hell, so they've been out of commission for a bit. So the phone line's out. So got to get that back up and running so you guys can do some call-ins and leave messages. But that's out right now. I'll try to get a temporary phone number for you guys if you want to leave messages. But you could always email us if you want to record yourself and email it us. I'll play it on the air here. Yeah, just send me a message over at mtrshow@gmail.com. Once again, it is mtrshow@gmail.com. You got any comments, gripes, complaints? You got any reviews of any concerts you've been to or whatever? I'll air that. We haven't done that in a while for you guys. We used to have that all the time. People would do show reviews, and I would air that on our show. So if you want to do that, go for it. I'd be more than delighted to play that. And we got the music news this week. I want to thank Ron again. He's been doing this for years for us. And man, I thank him so much from the bottom of my heart for doing this. You know, he's been doing this. You know, what the hell? Love him for doing that. Got the fabulous one, Michael, been out there doing interviews. I've been trying to capture a few here and there. And we had incarceration here. Was it the 19th of July, 20th, or something like that? And started meeting up with some peeps down there. Hopefully, I have a good number of them for you guys. So we'll see. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Who knows? But I'll do some show reviews of the festival at incarceration. That's where they film Shawshank Redemption, at the prison. in Mansfield, Ohio. Gotta love that place, man. That's such a cool place, cool venue to place. I should say, cool place to have a venue at. You know, it's just wish they had trees there because it's so damn hot. There's no place to hide, and gotta, you know, only place you can really go to is if you get inside the prison itself. Then it's nice, nice and cool inside there. Spooky as hell, but it's nice, nice and cool inside. Well, enough of me rambling on and shit. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Once again, I think this is episode 610 or 69 or something like that. We got Wolf Hoffman interview coming up here with Michael. And don't forget Incarceration Festival. There's a bunch of other festivals coming up. Just keep your eye on the MaximumThreshold.net site. If you got any questions, comments, or whatever, you just forward them over to us at mtrshow@gmail.com. You can always record your messages and also, like I said, email them over to us at mtrshow and I'll air them. Or if you don't want them aired, just let me know and I'll just listen to them and try to act on them. Okay, well, I thank you again for tuning in. And as I always say, with our catchphrase, horns up, fist in the air.
Everybody, this is Michael with Maximum Threshold, and I am here with the legend, the one and only Wolf Hoffman of Accept.
Thank you very much. I don't think of myself as a legend, but I'll take it.
Well, you guys were considered, are considered, one of the forerunners and forefathers of speed metal, which obviously led to thrash and on and on. And you know, you guys inspired everyone from Metallica, Slayer, Testament, Overkill, Anthrax, everybody. Which, not to mention, you were with. We saw a picture that you were with James Hetfield last night.
I mean, I was blown away that how well. First of all, that they knew me. But then I was talking to Lars for a second, and he rattled off the songs of the first album, which our very first album came out in 1979, and he told me all those songs on that album that I don't even listen to. So I was like blown away that he even knew them. But I guess we inspired a lot of people, which is crazy. And this whole speed metal thing is sort of happened by accident. We never meant to really be the forefathers of speed and thrash metal. We just had a bit of fun and wrote that song, released it, and it inspired all these other guys who took it much, much further and much more, much, you know, to a whole nother dimension. But it was never our goal or anything, or else we would have done more of that. But we just thought, hey, this is cool, we do this double, we had fun doing it, but we didn't really take it to those extremes.
But everybody, you know, they see you and they bow down, they kiss the ring.
I don't know about that, but
you guys started, inspired them, you know, and
so it's a huge honor for me. Of course.
And you're still out here doing it.
That's right.
And you're still making music. You're still playing live. So, where can everybody find all the news on Accept? And
on our website, on all the social media. That, you know the drill.
Yeah. Is it Accept a band or is it just Accept?
Oh, the website is called acceptworldwide.com.
Okay.
Because believe it or not, accept.com is like a credit card thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just taken, you know.
Too bad you didn't buy that. You could have sold it to him.
I know.
A fortune.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah. But so, do you guys have any touring going on that people
We always have touring going on. I mean, we do this festival here. In a week or so, we go to Japan for a week.
Yeah.
Then we go to Europe for the summer. For like 2 months and play a bunch of festivals.
Yeah.
And in the fall, we'll probably come back to the US and do a tour, which is going to get announced very soon.
Yeah.
Can't really speak of it yet.
Okay. You can tell me a secret. I won't tell anybody.
Well, I would have to kill you. You know. How it goes.
Let's not do that. You can tell me when it's off the air, and I promise I won't tell anybody. But so, are you based in the States, or are you still in Germany and Europe?
No, actually, Uwe, your other guitar player, he's the only guy who still lives in Germany. I've lived in Nashville for like a number of years, forever and ever.
Okay.
incognito. I've been hiding in Nashville for almost 30 years.
Well, good thing you're not so much taller than everybody and you just blend right in, right? So we've had you on the show over the years.
Right.
And I have to have Dom find a picture because Dom's really short. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like normal size and you tower. But like, I want to see a picture of you and him together because I think that's going to be hilarious to put both pictures up when he posts the interview.
Let's
up
do
for
it.
Because you guys are one of the favorites of our podcast and our network because people always say, play this, play accept, play this and that. So going back to what Lars told you, did that make you think, oh, I got to go re-listen to these old albums?
You kind of know them. Of course, I mean, I'm familiar with them, but I don't personally ever spend much time listening to the old records. I hardly ever do, to be honest. But yeah. Of course, I remember them.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that was a lifetime ago.
Dude, I mean, next year is 50th anniversary, so... Yeah. I mean, 79, what is that? 46 years by now.
Yeah,
that's a long time ago, isn't it? Never in a million years would I have thought this whole music thing is a lifelong career. Nobody knew that back then. We all thought, like, you know, we'll do it as however long it lasts, and maybe one day we have to get a real job and do something else, or maybe the metal phase is going to be over. But nobody could have anticipated that, you know, we'd still be out here doing it all these years later. But I'm happy for it, you know. It's fantastic.
What was your backup plan?
Didn't really have one, to be honest. I always thought, I mean, my parents wanted me to get a proper education, and I half-assed a little education as an architect, and then I thought, man, maybe I should study the law. I did that for a couple of years, but I never really pursued it seriously because I always just wanted to play music. I just did it to please my folks.
Yeah.
And I didn't really ever have a backup plan, to be honest.
Well, that's good. It's good that it worked out then, right?
Yeah.
But so one of the things I know, you recently released a signature guitar, or it's coming out soon.
Mm. It's been out for a while, actually. It's a German-made flying V-shaped guitar. That's my signature model that I've been playing exclusively for a number of years now. Yeah. It's fantastic. I love it. The company's called Framus.
Framus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so do you have to order those, or can you get them online? Or can you get them at stores?
Well, the company's called Framus, and I don't even know their website. Framus Warwick. It's the same. Okay. They always make Warwick basses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's the same company, and I think you can order them online, yeah. There's different grades of what you can get. You can get the top tier, middle, and so, sort of the beginner's.
So they went in there and you got to tell them everything.
Yeah, I pretty much told them what I wanted, and because I've always liked flying V's for the look. And
they are the coolest guitar.
How they look on stage and the stage acting, but secretly, when nobody's watching, I was always playing a Strat.
Yeah.
Because it feels more comfortable to me, and I also like the sound, I like the single coil, I like the whammy bar. So when Framus asked me if they could make me a signature model, I said, why don't we like take all these elements and make a combination of the two and have a flying V that looks like a V, but it's really a Strat also at the same time. The whammy bar and the longer scale neck and all these kind of features. So we made a hybrid of the two instruments.
Oh, okay. So being a bigger guy, you made the scale longer?
Strat. I like the Strat because it's, you know, it has a longer... Yeah.
I'm a drummer. I don't really. I just
know
what
looks
cool.
Yeah. So what do you know about
cool.
strings?
I just know
who
they
am
look
I talking
cool.
To here?
Right.
Come on.
They sent the B team out for you. Sorry. The A team's not allowed to leave Ohio.
No. What it is, a Strat has a slightly longer neck than a Les Paul or something. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. And it feels different and it sounds different to me. Yes. So that's what I wanted on that V also. You know.
So who were some of your favorite guitar players, growing up, inspiring you to play? And now, who are some of your favorite guitar players over the years, even like new guys or
you
guys
mean besides Uwe?
Okay. That's me, of course.
Yeah.
You know, just growing up, it was Ritchie Blackmore was my hero. Okay. I gotta say, and then it was also funny enough, Angus Young. Nobody ever mentions Angus Young as a guitar player, which is odd to me because he's an amazing player.
Yeah, he wrote great riffs, iconic solos that everybody remembers.
Uli John Ross has always been a big one, you know. So. Bunch of others, really. David Gilmour, maybe a little bit, you know, and Gary Moore. I mean, everybody's got their own little something that I loved about them. I mean, not everybody, but they do.
Is there people that you listen to still from, like, new people that you're like, wow, that's amazing? Or people that are, like, our age that you're like, wow, these guys were really good that I overlooked, maybe because you didn't like their musical style or the music wasn't, like, you just never heard it?
You know, I don't really... I'm not much of a music consumer, to be totally honest. I don't really listen to all the stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was to name one guy that I mean, it's not that new anymore, but it's Joe Bonamassa that I think is just fucking phenomenal. I mean, he's got so much taste and so many great licks. So, he's amazing to me as a guitar player, you know, but it's not metal. It's
Doesn't have to be metal to enjoy it, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, just so.
And like Uli John Roth is still, he's on another planet altogether, you know. But again, it's just me as a guitar player that thinks like, how does he play that kind of stuff? You know, how does he get that tone and all that?
And it blows your mind. And then, like when you were younger, you said Ritchie Blackmore.
Right.
So when you're listening to him, you're like, wow, how does he do that? And then you learn some of it, and it's like, boom, it opens up a whole world. Even if you're not playing it exactly like that,
right. But
it opens up because you're like, if I could do that, I could do my own thing.
Right. I've never had the... I know it's a huge tradition in America that just about everybody starts off in a cover band. They'll play everybody else's song. They'll learn all these songs. I've never done that.
Yeah.
I started in Accept when I was super young.
Yeah.
Just 16, 17, and we immediately started writing our own stuff.
Yeah.
We've never really... That's why to this day I can't play other people's songs, you know.
That's good, though.
I can't play any Deep Purple songs or can't even play Hey Joe or any of those standards. I can't.
Yeah.
Because I never sat down to really learn them.
So you didn't, like, when you were in your room learning how to play guitar, you didn't play along to the records?
I play to, like, you know, the very first basic riffs, like Inagada La Vida or maybe Smoke on the Water, that kind of stuff, just because you got to do something. I mean, you don't learn guitar by starting your own songs.
Right.
Of course,
exactly.
that's a bit of too much of a stretch. But I was never really sat down and studied other songs and other guitar players or other bands. And, like, you know, some other guys do.
Yeah.
Like Phil, the other guitar player in our band, he knows every fucking Beatles song on the planet. He knows hundreds of songs.
Yeah.
And I don't know a single one.
You know the Accept songs. That's all you need to know, right?
I know those, mostly.
Right? That's all you need. So you're talking about, like, you're coming up on the 50th anniversary.
Right.
And I know there's most likely no reconciliation with Udo or any plan. But are you guys on friendly terms?
I wouldn't really say that. It's not by my choice. It's just, you know, he unfortunately spreads a lot of stuff in the press about me that I won't even go into. I wish you would. I mean, at the end, listen, at the end of the day, it's silly, isn't it all? I mean, if you really think about it, we're all still out there doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And even if you're not in the same band anymore, why can't you just be friendly and like, I don't get it. It's the same in every band. And you can ask, doesn't matter whether it's Accept or any other band on the planet. As soon as somebody leaves the band, there's nothing good has ever been said about the guys who are still in the band. It's always the guys who are leaving talking trash about the guys that are still in it. I don't know why that is, but it's a fact.
Because I never really read a lot of that stuff. So that's
me neither.
Why I
stay
asking.
Away from it. Honestly, I stay away from all that stuff.
Because it would be nice, you guys...
It would be fantastic.
We were in the trenches together.
Yeah,
way back when.
Why? And I wish we would at least be friends. Come on, man.
I mean, if he's out here doing the Accept songs, you guys are out doing your thing.
Yes.
Accept songs.
But we're
not
the only
ones. You both are doing them. You guys started together, right?
There's a bunch of other examples like that in the music industry. It's always the same.
Yeah,
no matter what level or what, you know, it's... I mean, look at Pink Floyd or, I don't know, you know.
Van Halen.
I mean, hello.
Right.
You look at it; it's the same, but just with a couple more zeros behind it, or something, or something else.
Yeah.
It's just human ego, and it's a sad thing. I think it's a silly thing. I mean, ego is a strong power, man.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't that way. It's silly to me, and I the older I get, the more I realize that I'm just over it, man. Come on, man.
It's a very mature and zen approach to it. Like, none of us are getting out alive, so we might as well.
And what's the point of it? I mean, it's just a waste of energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think hate is such a bad motivating. I mean, it's if you're in whatever you're doing, but if you're in it because you want to stick it to the other guy, that's a, you know, you ought to do and make music just because people love it, and hate and all that kind of stuff just has no place in this. Right. I think music's not about that.
Even some people who don't listen to hard rock or heavy metal,
right?
They don't realize at the core it's a positive energy.
Absolutely.
It's a positive release of that energy.
Absolutely.
Of that aggression.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, they don't understand when people...
Even if you're covered with tattoos, you know, you could be a very gentle guy inside.
Yeah. People say I'm a good person. Honestly, I'm a rotten bastard. I'm afraid that the ghost of my grandparents is going to say, you're supposed to be a good person. So I try to be a good person.
Wow. Because, same here.
You know, when people are looking down in the coffin, I want them to say, you know what? He was a piece of shit, but he was a good person. He was a good person. He took care of other people and tried to do the right thing.
Right.
Try to be nice. Try to be positive.
Yeah, man. Life is too short to just have all these animosities and all that stuff. Come on, guys. Let's all be real. And
And your music, like, musically, you touch people and affect people in a positive way. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I've seen more people wearing Accept T-shirts today than any other band out here.
Oh, that's good.
Than any other band last night there were only two bands, but I've never seen so many T-shirts from one band at a festival.
Nice.
Than I've seen Accept shirts. So I hope they're not bootlegs.
No, we should have brought more then.
Yeah, I hope so.
Damn, we missed it.
Because, I mean, everybody, all I ever hear is how great of a guy you are.
Oh, thank you.
And hearing your positive approach and outlook on life is uplifting.
You know what the secret is? There's no secret, really. Bullshit, there's no secret. But I've always looked at this whole music business. If you take it too seriously, then it goes downhill.
Yeah.
I've never really thought, okay, people tell me, oh man, I'm business, that's amazing, you're a legend. Yeah, but come on, I'm not really a legend. Nobody's a legend, you know? You know, I'm not like curing cancer. It's still just music. We're still having just a bit of fun. So don't take it all overly serious. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Well, music does tend to heal the soul, and it fills
does,
the soul.
And it helps people, and I realize that, and I'm very grateful for that. I'm totally humbled that I'm able to do this still, and that it means something to people, and that's why I'm doing it. It's a privilege.
Yeah, like you said about Lars.
Yeah.
Has your first album from 1979, and going down the track list, you literally inspired one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah.
That is what music is supposed to do.
Right.
It's supposed to inspire and unite people, make people feel good. Even the most guttural speed thrash metal, even if it's just an outlet for them to get out that aggression while they're listening to it.
Right.
It's not about the violence and hate. Right. Like you said, I mean, some of the people obviously don't have great intentions and they just want to spread hate, but the real beauty of music is spreading that love and healing
the soul.
Yeah,
touching people's lives. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, your parents know that you made the right path and career choice, right?
I'm not sure they would agree, but
I think they would. They might not admit it to you, but I'm sure they were so proud that they were telling everybody else that they were glad that you didn't listen to them in the long run, right?
Funny. Well, cool, dude.
We got to wrap this up because you guys are about to rock the shit
out
of this place, right?
We will.
And you got to wrap up.
Got to put on my makeup and my hair.
Oh, yeah.
And my high heels.
Oh, I thought you were all ready to go. I mean, you look stage ready and fabulous to me.
Got to put on my drags.
Okay. All right, everybody. So, once again, Wolf Hoffman here with Accept. Go find out all their news online.
AcceptWorldwide.com.
Yes, because if you go to Accept, you'll end up, Accept.com, you'll end up with a new credit card. But you could take that credit card and go to acceptworldwide.com and buy all kinds of merchandise.
Yes, please. Please do.
All right, thank you.
Incarceration, America's rock, metal, and tattoo festival returns with Slipknot, Falling in Reverse, Five Finger Death Punch, Marilyn Manson, and 3 Days Grace, plus Beartooth, Knocked Loose, Lamb of God, Parkway Drive, I Prevail, In This Moment, Slaughter to Prevail, Acid Bath, The Dillinger Escape Plan, Killswitch Engage, and so many more. All Inkmates report to the Ohio State Reformatory on July 18th through 20th, 2025 to face your sentencing. 3 days of rock, tattoos, and the return of the haunted Blood Prison. Weekend and single day passes for Incarceration are on sale now at incarceration.com.
Hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Prong have a new label as they have signed with Napalm Records. The band's vocalist guitarist Tommy Victor commented on this and said, "Oh man, I am honored, thrilled, and excited that Prong is now with Napalm Records. It's simply a fantastic label to be on. I'm so happy about it. Currently, there are no mentions of new music yet. The band will be busy touring through much of the summer, so check the band's websites for all the dates. Insight have released a new song titled Lies. You can check it out on YouTube. There's a lyric video for it done by Tamara Lennis. And the song will be on the band's new album, Savage New Times, out on August 15th. So you can check that out on digital retailers and streamers now as well. Get set for a new song from Fire From The Gods, as they will release their first new song since welcoming Mike Terry from Volumes and X-Bury You're Dead as their new vocalist. Terry replaced AJ Channer in March of 2025. The new single from the band is called Incinerate, and it's going to be out on June the 27th, and they have released a teaser for it. Continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net rock and metal news, in a new interview with the Mistress Carrie podcast, In This Moment vocalist Maria Brink and guitarist Chris, they spoke about the songwriting and recording sessions for their new album. Maria said, "We're working on the new album. It's just about done. We only probably have like 2 songs left. We thought we were done, and then we kind of had to step away and look back, and it just feels like it needs a little bit more. But we're still going to actually be releasing a new song soon. We want to get new music out. When you tour for a living and you're out there and you're doing things, you want to play new music. You want to bring new energy to the crowds and to everybody. So we will be dropping a new song very soon with a guest vocalist that we can't announce yet. So stay tuned." Queens of the Stone Age have announced a fall tour. Some North American shows as they create the Catacombs of Paris mood, as they did for an intimate first ever performance at the Ossuary, as this show found the band doing stripped down versions of the songs. So you can check the band's websites for all the tour dates. That should be a pretty interesting show. And finally, Ozzy Osbourne Working Class Hero Exhibition is now open in Birmingham, UK, celebrating the solo achievements and global awards of rock legend Ozzy Osbourne and the album art of the original Black Sabbath lineup, just in time for the band's historic Back to the Beginning homecoming concert at Villa Park. Ozzy's wife and manager Sharon Osbourne opened the exhibition at Birmingham's Museum and Art Gallery, which has Ozzy's most prestigious international honors, including Grammy Awards, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Awards, MTV Awards, Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Birmingham Walk of Stars honors, and a selection of his platinum and gold discs, which recognize millions of record sales around the world. So that's cool. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in. Are you
just listen to Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Airs live every Saturday night, 8 p.m. until whenever the fuck they shut up. So tune in.
It is pointless to resist.